The digital transformation of Brazil's tax system reached a granular milestone today as the Receita Federal released Technical Note NT 2026.002. Currently in the second week of the mandatory pilot phase, utilizing the 1% test rate, this note serves as the definitive operational manual for the standard B2B split payment mode. By mandating a digital handshake between the electronic invoice NFE and the financial settlement, Technical Note NT 2026.002 aims to solve the age-old problem of tax credit, float, and liquidity lags. The B2B operational blueprint, the three-day rule, the core directive of Technical Note NT 2026.002 is the requirement for an immediate linkage between the nitrogen monofluoride E and the bank settlement ID. Under this standard, the tax is not just reported, it is physically segregated at the moment of payment. Immediate recognition, if the bank settlement ID, PIX or TED, is correctly mapped to the nitrogen monofluoride E via the new API, the Receita Federal guarantees tax credit availability within 3 business days. The 1% pilot, this phase is designed to calibrate the system's ability to handle massive B2B volumes without triggering a liquidity crisis for smaller firms. ERP integration. Companies must now ensure their systems can capture unique transaction IDs and embed them into the fiscal metadata as per the requirements in Technical Note NT 2026.002. The math of the split, calculating net withholding Technical Note NT 2026.002, confirms the algorithmic logic that the central clearinghouse will use to determine the net tax withheld during a B2B transaction. To avoid liquidity shocks, the system calculates the withholding using this simplified formula, WN equals VIS XR VAT, SINPUT, where WN, net withheld, the actual amount of tax segregated and sent to the government during the split, versus sales value, the gross transaction amount of the invoice, RVAT, combined rate, the applicable IBS-CBS rate, effectively 1% during this 2026 pilot phase. SINPUT, input credit, pre-validated credits already recognized from the supplier's own previous purchases. The compliance logic, by subtracting SINPUT, the input credit, before the split occurs, the system ensures that only the value added is withheld. This is a critical safeguard designed to prevent a cascading effect, ensuring that tax compliance doesn't drain a company's vital working capital. Comparison. Legacy credits versus NT 2026.002 standards feature legacy credit recovery. NT 2026.002 standard, 2026, recognition speed months or years. Trapped credits. 3 business days verification, periodic audits, manual real-time API linkage, payment trigger cash flow, accounting period immediate, financial settlement liquidity impact high. Cash tied in credits. Low, net value withholding. The end of credit lag. Let's be candid. Technical Note NT 2026.002 is arguably the most important document for Brazilian CFOs this year. For decades, companies have battled credits that felt more like IAS than actual assets. By promising a 3-day turnaround, the government is turning tax compliance into a real-time banking function. However, the margin for error is now zero. If your IT team hasn't perfectly linked the nitrogen monofluoride E to the bank ID, that credit will sit in a digital limbo until manual reconciliation saves it.